So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So the movie's gonna start with a bunch of people dropping into a rooftop pool in Miami.
Oh, that's fun.
From the sky out of a portal.
Oh my god, what?
Ah, stay tuned to later in the movie.
Oh, you're doing that thing where you start the movie with a little clip from an action scene that's gonna happen later, just out of context?
Yeah, you wanna start with some action right away, you know, so people get hooked.
That's a good point.
So we're gonna meet this ex-military guy, Dan, right? And he loves science, and so does his little daughter, Murray.
Okay.
And so they're watching this soccer game, and on the field, these people come out of a portal, and they're like, there are aliens in the future, and they're killing everybody.
Oh, this also happens right at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, we're like 6 minutes in at this point, right at the start here.
Wow.
Yeah, you want to start with some action right away, you know, so people get hooked.
So then maybe we don't have to spoil that cool sky drop visual from later.
Well, we're gonna.
Okay.
So we find out that in the future, aliens have killed, like, everybody. There's this war going on, and there are, like, 500,000 humans left.
Oh, so these people come back to the past to stop the war from ever happening?
No, they came back because they need to draft more people to go fight in the future.
Wouldn't it be better to use the time to prepare for the war instead of jumping into a fight that already seems to be lost?
Right. Right. Well, then maybe it's a different timeline or something.
So one of the people from the current timeline want to prepare themselves for their eventual future instead of jumping over to this timeline's fight where it already seems to be lost?
Listen, sir, you can't be asking questions like that or there's not going to be a movie, so I'm going to need you to get all the way off my back.
It's just that any way you look at it, it seems like a weird strategy. But let me get off of that thing. I'd like the movie to happen for sure.
Me too.
So do they draft, like, military people?
Yeah, some, but also just, like, normal people, you know?
So these aliens killed almost everybody in the future, and the plan is to send some more people and kind of see what happens?
That's what we're going with, sir. So the world bands together for this mandatory draft that somehow only seems to involve Americans.
Well, we are the ones making the movie, so it's only fair.
It's only fair.
So this guy Dan ends up getting drafted, right?
Right, okay. Pretty rigorous training, I imagine.
Barely any. This one lady's gonna get sent to the future, and she's, like, still in her office clothes from work.
But they show them the monsters and tell them what to expect and whatnot?
Not really, no, because they say if they show people the monsters, then people aren't gonna want to go fight in the war. They're too scary.
But the draft is mandatory.
It is, yeah. Nobody has a choice in the matter.
Okay.
And also, they're only sending people from the present that are already dead in the future, so it doesn't create, like, a paradox.
Didn't you say that almost everybody's dead in the future?
Yeah, so I don't know why I'm mentioning that.
Huh.
So anyway, Dan and a bunch of people head into the future, but because of a coordinate malfunction, they drop into the middle of the sky instead of close to the ground.
Oh, so that's why they fall from hundreds of feet into a swimming pool. Wouldn't that also be deadly, though?
You'd think so, because of how things work. But no, anyone who falls into the pool is perfectly fine.
Oh, well, great.
So Dan and the other survivors find out they need to go to a research lab in another building.
How come?
Well, there's some science stuff in there that's a part of their last hope of creating a toxin that'll kill the aliens and save the world.
Gotcha.
But this military lady tells them they don't have a lot of time because Miami's overrun with aliens, so it's about to be bombed in a couple of minutes.
If the research lab is critical to their last chance at saving the planet, shouldn't that be the priority? Instead of bombing the city?
You'd think so, but no, instead they're gonna prioritize bombing a city that already doesn't have humans in it, so there's no immediate threat.
Oh, okay.
So they're gonna encounter some of these aliens, and they're very scary. They call them white spikes.
Oh, they're being attacked by hard seltzers?
That's white claw.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie.
So then what happens?
Oh, well, Dan gets like 10 people killed while trying to save one guy, and then shows no remorse for it.
Oh, interesting.
So then we're gonna use the massive explosion as a transition, and Dan's gonna wake up in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, passing out and waking up in the Dominican Republic is tight.
It sure is, sir. So then he meets up with a military lady who, as it turns out, is his daughter, but older.
Oh.
Yeah, so she explains that there are, like, female queen aliens that are much stronger, and the males will do anything to protect them.
So what are they gonna do?
Well, they go to work at this other research facility on the ocean, because they have a toxin that kills male aliens, but not females, so they have to work on that.
Oh, they should still use that in the meanwhile, probably.
Yeah, but they're not gonna.
Oh, okay.
So then using this alien queen that they capture, Dan and his daughter start trying to develop a female toxin using science and family.
Nice.
And then they finally finish the toxin, but then all these male aliens show up because they want their queen back.
Oh, so they kill the queen?
Well, no, because they're like, we only have one vial of toxin. We can't waste it on her, you know?
But if they explode her, she would die, right? And that would stop the male aliens from charging towards them?
Yeah, but they're gonna try to run away instead of taking care of the thing that's causing the situation they're currently in.
Oh, okay. Interesting strategy.
So then as they're running
running away, Murray's gonna get hit by an alien spike.
Oh no.
And then she's gonna reveal that she brought Dan to the future so he can bring the vial back to the past, and he's the only one who can do it.
Wouldn't he kind of be the worst person for the job since the plan involves abandoning his daughter? Like, wouldn't someone without emotional attachment be a better choice?
Yeah, maybe.
But I guess she must really trust him, huh?
Actually, no, because in the past, he ends up abandoning her, so she doesn't really trust this guy.
Okay.
And then she's gonna be falling off this platform towards a bunch of aliens while also bleeding out, so he's gonna dive after her.
But he's got the vial, he's the last hope for humanity.
He is, but you know, that's his daughter.
But what's the plan with the dive? Like, even if he catches up to her, they're still falling towards aliens and she's still bleeding out.
I don't know, but it's gonna look cool when he gets zapped back to the past.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So then back in the past, the time travel link is closed and they have this toxin, but they don't really know what to do with it.
What do you mean? Can't they just bring it to where the aliens first land?
Well, that's the thing. They never actually found a spaceship. All they know is that the aliens showed up in Russia one day.
Oh, so what do they do?
Well, Dan's wife is like, what if they didn't land at that time? What if they were already here? And Dan's like, oh yeah, I think you cracked it.
Literally, the whole planet was on the case and not one of the billions of people thought of that before?
That's what we're going with. The protagonist's wife thought of it.
Wow, what are the odds?
So then Dan gets this alien claw from one of the guys he was on the mission with, and they use science and friendship to find out where exactly in Russia it originated from.
Had the future people not brought back any alien parts to examine before? How did they not know this earlier?
I don't know, but they find out the spaceship is frozen in Russia.
Oh, fair enough.
So Dan goes to this military guy and he's like, listen, I have a toxin and I know where the aliens originate from. We need to go there now.
Okay.
And the military guy's like, no. So Dan's like, okay, we're gonna do it ourselves.
Feels like there might be some other people they could talk to before doing that.
Nope. And then Dan goes to see his estranged father who has a plane and he gets them all to Russia.
Very cool.
And then they find the alien spaceship buried in some ice.
Oh, so now that they have the proof, they can go get the military and the government involved.
Yeah, but they're not gonna.
What?
Well, they're like, governments are just gonna talk about it for a long time and the United Nations is stupid.
What are you...
And Dan's like, yeah, I don't have that kind of time. We need to deal with this ourselves now.
He does, though. He has decades, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And if they fail, they'll die with the knowledge of where the spaceship is and humanity is doomed, or they'll unleash the aliens early and humanity is doomed.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. So then they take pictures and they bring those back and governments start talking about it. There's a lot of talking, a lot of paperwork and policy making. It takes a while.
Well, that sounds kind of boring.
Yeah, so they go in with guns and explosives and stabby toxins.
Oh, okay, yeah, that does sound a lot more fun. So I guess they jab the queen with the toxin first, huh?
They don't, no. They jab some normal white spikes, and that wakes all the aliens up.
Wow, gonna be tough for a small team to fight a ship full of aliens.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just blow the ship up with C4, so that does the trick, you know? The aliens die.
Wait, so what was the point of the toxin if they could just kill them with explosives?
Unclear.
They spent the whole movie working on that.
They did, yeah. So then Dan and his father have to fight this one queen alien that escaped.
How do they do that?
Hand-to-hand combat. Pow, pow, punch, punch, slice with a claw.
Sure, that may as well happen.
So then Dan kicks the alien off a cliff and everything is great forever. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't wait to start advertising it. Give it a big push, get inside people's homes.
Like on their TVs and phones and stuff.
Yeah, of course. But also have somebody literally ring the doorbell and give them an ad for the movie in their hands.
What are you talking about?
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye. Bye. Bye.